The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right. What about Dell in that one? And how about ESPN 92.5?
She says that. There's the voice, the male voice guy says 97.5. The female voice lady, or I don't have to say lady, the female voice says 92.5.
Oh, she didn't say ESPN975.com. And on ESPN975.com.
And on 92.5.
Nice. Where's Dell in there, though? Why can't she say, why doesn't she say, and Dell?
Well, The Bench is a brand that features John and Lance. And I think that's the branding they'd like.
Oh. Well, now it's just me, though. I'm just half a bench.
Well, it just mentions John.
I'm just saying, I want equality around here.
Sure.
Okay?
Sure.
That's exactly what I want.
Uh-huh. Did you raise a fuss like you did for getting 92.5 in, about getting my name in?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
I don't believe
you. I said, where's Dell in this deal?
No. You said multiple times, either at me.
Dell is a person, too.
A whole person, not three-fifths of one.
Yeah.
No, but you have said, no, but the 925 thing was in your craw, I guess is what they say. You needed that in, and they made it happen. I don't think it was in your craw that I wasn't mentioned, so that's why it
didn't happen. No, it does. Dell's life matters to me, too.
Ooh, I wouldn't do that.
To me, too.
You threw in me, too, and the lies matter thing. You are freestyling.
That's a double whammy.
Yeah, out here freestyling right now. Living dangerously.
I've been living dangerously this whole show.
That's true.
With all the bees I've dropped.
Yeah. But
I don't think David Gow's going to be happy with my grasp of the human language.
Credit to the last two live shows on the station to just stomp all over.
Ooh,
that.
If you didn't see it or hear it, we had a home doozy night.
You can either listen to the first part of this show this morning or go back to late hits if you want to know what we're talking about.
Them boys was mad.
Well, one of them was particularly mad.
Yes. The other, who you got in this one?
You mean in a fist fight?
No. Who do you think was right and who was wrong?
I listened to both the initial agitation and then the resulting segment where someone walks off, and by someone I mean Jason Braddock. If I was in Jason's position, I would have been a little upset about the way I was being talked to.
Yeah, me too. I think Patrick needs to apologize. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know the inner workings. I don't know what led up to that and the whole trade talk about what's a real trade and why didn't you?
It was a silly argument.
Yeah,
if you want to know the truth,
the back and forth seemed like.
But
okay, I guess you guys don't agree on this, but. It felt condescending.
But no.
You insulted him a little bit.
You were a little disrespectful yourself.
Yep.
But then Jason was even more a little disrespectful himself.
Jason said, you're going to agitate me with this. I'm just going to hit you with the right hook and see how you respond.
How does this taste? The B word over and over.
Man,
throwing in the break, they threw in an F bomb in there. They threw an F bomb.
It got ugly.
It was an F and B.
And somehow that clip is now on the internet for people to see if they want to see it.
Yeah,
it didn't come from us. You could pull it off.
Tyler finally turned their mics off.
Tyler's like, oop.
Oh, this is still on and being recorded.
You remember when the Twitch thing was like, hey, we can up not necessarily the viewership, but the interactions between you and the host and do that offline and have sometimes unfiltered conversation. This is backfiring. That backfired here.
That's interesting.
Do you think you'll do that on your Coors Light segment on Friday?
So calling people bees?
Yeah.
I might. I don't know if somebody's going to act like a bee. Okay. Then you get treated like one.
Yeah. Hope the late hit. All that being said, hope the late hits guys figure it out.
Yeah.
And because they're not. If you're looking for them tonight, they wouldn't be on anyway. Because Glenn Davis and Soccer Matters is on tonight. Their next show would be on Wednesday night. Hopefully everything's figured out and they're back doing their show.
Yes, I hope so too.
And if not, maybe we'll get into a fist fight. I don't know.
Josh and Nick worked it out, right?
Worked out. I don't know.
I don't know either. Do we ever hear Nick on Josh's show?
I don't know. Do you? I'm not a. I'm usually
I don't
taking
know.
Is
a he nap. Still on that show?
He still produces.
He still does?
Yeah.
We didn't play it. We were off that week.
Yeah.
Would we have played that?
Well, we played this.
I know.
Would you have played? Would you have wanted to hear it again?
Maybe. I kind of like it.
Clearly. Would you have been a fan of a producer telling a host you suck at life?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I get that from you all the time.
I don't say you suck at life. In fact, I think you live a great life.
No.
I just question some of the things you do inside that life. But I'm not going to say you suck at life. That'd be a complete lie. You clearly are doing well.
No. I don't think so. I think you can. You said everything else to me.
Yeah, but
ugly things.
But I tell the truth.
No.
I wouldn't say you suck at life. That's a lie. Your life is really good.
It's not all that. I could take it if you said it. Yeah, I'd be like, whatever. That's just another thing. I'm downtrodden from Dell.
Yeah, downtrodden.
Right?
I like to tell the truth. So I would fire back at things I think are true.
I can't be nicer to you, and that's all I get.
When's the last time you said I got fired?
I didn't say. You just said it.
No, I know.
Remember when you got fired?
Yeah,
you just said it.
I do.
I didn't say.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, I should be able to remember. It shouldn't be something that locks in your brain and goes, "Man, let me just throw this in for no reason at all." But I've never responded with, "Man, you a B."
No, I wouldn't care though if you did.
And to be honest, I think it sometimes. I just don't say it.
I told you were yesterday for not playing golf.
But I would never play golf.
But see, I don't care.
I did look out there longingly a couple times while I was engineering for the press box. I was like, I mean, I'd rather do that than this.
What?
It was warm out there. It was kind of cold in the.
It was nice out yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, out in the outside plan, it ought to have been nice to be out there.
So what? How much airtime did you get on the press box?
I didn't say a word.
Not a word?
No.
Wow.
I mean, that's already a three-person show. I don't think I should be adding in. I'm there to make
sure
Nick, they stay on
Nick,
the air.
You can't be walking and stepping on Nick's. Yeah.
I don't want him to tell me I suck at life.
Okay.
I know he has that in his bag.
He would, too.
Yeah.
That's right. The Texans assigned tight ends Pharaoh Brown and Troy Fumagalli.
Fumagalli played for the Steelers, I think, at one point.
Yeah. Fumagalli. We got us a Fumagalli.
Pharaoh Brown. I know.
Pharaoh Brown
college.
Was. Yeah.
Pharaoh Brown stinks and tried to come after me on.
Uh-oh. Here's why.
Pharaoh Brown from Oregon, who thought he was really good. And then I was watching his tape, drops, double catches, a lot of. And so he didn't like. I mean, I just put too many double catches on tape. It was whatever. And then he had torn up his knee. Like he had some. He had some physical stuff that had happened that had kind of robbed him of his early potential. But he showed a video of him making like three catches in a row. And like, I don't see any double catches here. I'm like, well, I can pull them up. I mean,
you got receipts.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't not see it. I saw it. And then Fumagalli had like, he's only plays with four fingers.
Oh.
He lost a finger.
Jason Pierre-Paul thing?
No. Not like that. He lost it when he was young.
And Fumagalli played for the Broncos, not the Steelers. He was a Wisconsin tight end.
Kind of a thin.
That's right. He actually was pretty good in Wisconsin.
He was pretty good at Wisconsin.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, for a guy with four fingers.
Well, what do you mean?
He has nine, right?
Nine fingers.
I mean, four on one hand. Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like, it's either this one, the pointer finger, I think. So he's got to catch.
That's
a little trickier. Got to concentrate more. But, Fumagalli is.
He's a Fumagalli.
Yeah.
Is that
why did they add those guys? Who got hurt?
I don't know. I don't know. Seriously, and Alex Magoo.
Yeah, the quarterback. So Jordan Akins. Now, what you can do is I've heard about this. There's a way that you can keep players, like keep flip-flopping players off your practice squad. But Fumagalli's the tight end.
You got enough tight ends.
Well, but you just added two.
I know.
And they're not the blocking types.
No, so what exactly are you doing here? You got Jordan. Did somebody get hurt that we don't know about?
Jack? Are you questioning Jack now?
Well, I'm asking, who's hurt?
Are you questioning
Jack? Did you see Kahale Warren at all? Did he play?
I did not.
Was he even active?
Oh, no. I think he was on the field. I think he had some snaps.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Let me look this up. Snap count.
I'll look
it up right now. On offense for the Texas Tejas.
Tessins. It's the Tessins.
Texans. No. Yeah, Jordan Akins with 48 snaps. That's a negative. Roderick Johnson had one. DeAndre Carter had 13. Duke. Kenny Stills. Darren Fells had 20. Darren Fells only had 25 snaps. Jordan Akins, 48. Did Darren Fells get hurt?
It should be. It should be.
He's not.
Akins, 48, and Fells, 25. That's the way it should be.
You don't want Darren Fells on the
field? I don't want Akins on the field.
I don't want the wide receivers that you spent money on and got draft picks on the field.
Well, I want Akins on the field. I want Akins on the field. If you're going to have a tight end on the field, it should be Akins. He makes plays. He makes big plays.
But Darren Fells is a good option.
Yeah, he's a good option. But Akins is better. Younger, stronger, better. Although Fells is a good, better blocker. 10-13, ESPN 97.5.
I don't see anything about an injury here.
No. Was Waring even active?
I doubt it.
No, right. What were the inactives?
I'll look it up.
Look it up. 10-13 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. La Raza, call back. We'll get you in. Right now, though, I want to talk about Boomer Naturals and the peeps over there at Boomer Naturals and what a great product it is. And I'll tell you it's a great product because when they got here, it was just all you could do was go to BoomerNaturals.com and put in promo code Granato. Now you can go to CVS pharmacies and you can get them. So, I mean, yeah, if you want to stop by a CVS pharmacy or you just want to go to the website and let them do all the work, they can do that too. But here's the deal is get a Boomer Natural. Listen, CVS pharmacy, it's a pharmacy. It wants people to get best products. It wants people to get well, wants to make sure that they're protected. They must love this product. Nobody else has this nano silver technology, and it's proven to work. Now, all you got to do is go to BoomerNaturals.com. If you get it at Boomer Naturals, you're doing more because everyone that you buy off the website, they are going to give one to a charity that needs masks. And that's awfully, awfully nice. Plus, you get 20% off if you go to the website and put in promo code Granato. So you're looking for that mask that protects. And it's also breathable. You got it. BoomerNaturals.com, promo code Granato.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, 10-17, and Della Olole on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You heard the lady say 92.5. That's awesome. Who is that? Who's the lady? Is that Esme?
No, it's not someone who works here.
It's not?
No, it's not at all.
It's a pro?
Yeah, I think so. Let's listen back. Let's see.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studio.
Sounds like Siri.
Here's John Granato.
It does sound computerized.
It does.
I'll ask Michael who that is.
Is it Siri?
That from. I don't know. I'll ask.
All right. 10-17, ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713. Here's something neat. Then you're gonna want to give some credit to the Houston Texans Foundation and Reliant Energy. The Touchdown Club, we haven't been able to. I'm on the board of the Touchdown Club, Houston. You know, we build weight rooms for schools so that, you know, that the schools that can't compete, you know, with money, they can actually have kids that get bigger, stronger, faster. And they get college scholarships, which helped a lot of kids. If you don't have a weight room, you're not going to be nearly as good at football or basketball or whatever sport, baseball, whatever sport it is. So these schools need it, and it's not a high priority with the, you know, in the ISDs. So, you know, obviously books and stuff and other stuff are. So we build, and it's helped out schools, and it's been going since 1960s, the Touchdown Club. So it's really, really a neat club. Anyway, we haven't been able to raise any money this year. We've got our first event that we're going to actually have people at the private high school the private school dinner is going to be tomorrow night. And I always emcee that one. And we're going to be able to raise money. But we asked the Houston Texans Foundation and Reliant Energy to give us $25,000 so that we could, you know, have some, you know, do some good stuff this year. And they did. And it's funny, the football coaches at Cristo Rey Jesuit, North Forest, Northside, Waltrip, Wheatley, Willow Ridge, and Worthing were having to buy athletic tape to tape ankles out of their own pockets. So the Texans used their connections to get a good price for athletic tape, which went to each of the seven schools. Each school, in addition to the athletic tape, will receive PPE products and footballs. The HISD, the HISD will give each school like 10 footballs. And you need more than that. One gets, you never know, one gets taken home, one goes, one whatever, loses, whatever. Whatever happens to them. But, you know, it's hard to finish a year, which is 10 footballs. So they were able to buy that. And each school will also have approximately $2,000 to spend on needs specific to their campus. One of them went and bought a lawnmower because the HISD just wasn't cutting it. He said, but the practice field had grass that was like up to their calves. So they bought a lawnmower with their money, and they're able to, you know, have a decent practice field. So all of this, want to give the Texans the foundation some love. Tell that was awfully neat. Houston Texans Foundation and Reliant Energy for giving money so that these schools can actually have athletic tape, actually cut their grass and all the other stuff that football coaches need to do. So big ups to the Texans Foundation.
Yeah, I mean, clearly Thursday night didn't go well, but they are not only a professional football franchise, but they're a pillar in the community. They're doing things like this all the time. So, I mean, as much as we can take our shots, and they've given us plenty of reason, this is a nice thing off the field that they're doing. And they're credit to them for playing a big part in furthering community projects.
Yeah, I want us to be a sponsor. Well, hopefully we'll do some PSAs. We've got a golf tournament coming up in November for the Touchdown Club. We really haven't been able to do anything. This will make us a little money tomorrow night. And next week we're going to do the public schools all virtually. So there's no money to be made from the dinner. And that's the big event. That's the really big event. So we'll do that. We'll do that virtually with all the schools because HISD decided they did not want to do that. They did not want to have a dinner. So private schools decided they did. So we're going to do it. We're going to socially distance and we're going to keep it safe. So we'll do that tomorrow night at the Omni. Let's get La Raza in here. ¿Qué pasó, mijo?
Hey, what's up, Johnny G? What's up, Delvincito? How y'all gentlemen doing today?
Well, how are you?
Oh, man. I saw that. I was just calling in about that. So, like, you know, today's What Are the Odds Tuesday, right?
Right.
So what are the odds that today another outburst will happen like happened like last night?
With the two of them or with any?
Yeah, or like whoever, like I'm putting like Charlie Palillo against Joel or Josh Ennis against himself, AJ or against Fred. What do you think the odds
will be? Oh, well, if you were going to give the odds of most likely, it'll probably be AJ and Fred.
Okay, what does my bookie say on that one?
My bookie, I think that's probably a 5-2 odds.
Okay.
I would disagree with the most likely. I mean, we have to think that Nick would speak, but you have your classic irritant in Josh, and you have a guy who will be fiery when you push him in Nick. Fred and AJ, I mean, I get what you're saying, but they've worked together a while. I think the combustible aspect of Nick and Josh is more likely.
That could well be, although I think AJ gets on Fred's nerves a lot.
Yeah, I don't think AJ's Fred's a huge fan of AJ's ageism. We talk about D'Antoni who took issue with it.
And hairism.
Oh, that too.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, because like, if a producer also bursts out like Dell does, I mean, Dell, like, he hates everybody. And I mean, Nick starting to hate everybody too. Tyler Cito también. But I'm just like, man, you know what? I actually like these outbursts. Say it from your chest, man. Oh, the hate is real. The hate keeps you warm. That's good stuff, man. You know, because Dell always tells, I hate everybody. And that's good. That's a great thing. You know, you got to let it out, man.
Look,
say it from your chest. Say it from your heart. You know what I mean?
Because this isn't Throw Shade Thursday. I'm going to have to refute you.
Yeah. He doesn't hate anyone.
I don't hate anyone. I don't care enough about them one way or the other. Right. I keep saying this. I mean, it may feel that's the same way to people, but if you said, hey, man, Dell, how do you feel with this person? Meh. That's my response to everything.
Yeah.
Well, how do you feel like John? Yeah, I'm going to have to refute your review because I know you hate Lazy J. That's for sure.
I don't hate Lazy J. I just don't understand his clownish behavior. That's all.
He does have clownish behavior. Yeah, I'm gonna stick with it. I think Josh and Nick are probably right behind that. Not as good of odds. I think Glenn Davis. He's a wild. He's always spouting off.
That dude might be the nicest person who I've ever met in radio.
Yeah,
I don't see it.
I can see him just attacking his producer.
Andrew, you think he's gonna yell at Andrew?
Yeah, he's gonna yell.
Beautiful
at
Andrew. Andrew's gonna get yelled at.
Yeah, probably. I could see it. Andrew mispronounced Messi or something.
That's very difficult. By the way, Messi, I know you hate him, is the
weak.
Went down as the wealthiest football player or footballer, as they say, in the world. He beat out Ronaldo for wealthiest footballer.
Hmm. And
so he's winning that battle.
Well, great. Okay, call me when all his World Cups come in.
Well, Ronaldo doesn't have a World Cup either.
Yeah,
Messi's been in a final before.
They sucked.
No, they lost in overtime, 1-0. It was the game after Brazil got beat 7-1 by Germany. Germany just wrecked South America that year. But, yeah, wealthiest footballer. Suck it, Ronaldo.
Hmm. And Ronaldo doesn't suck it.
What do you mean, John?
Just saying. Mike wants to talk about the Browns. Who doesn't, though? What up, Mike?
Yes, sir. This is OU Mike. And Odell is my favorite football player. And the Cleveland Steamers are not my favorite team. Oh, you will take a dump on me.
You sound like Eric Wong.
Is that Eric Wong?
That was Eric Wong. He put on an accent. Because
this is OU Mike.
OU Mike. Odell's my favorite player. I'm a fan of the Steamers. All right. Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, Barstool.
What's your weak D?
Ooh. Wow.
Notice he didn't refute what we talked about yesterday. Who was it again? Kelly Stormy. What was her name? He had his girl call in again yesterday.
Oh, yeah. We're bringing that weak D.
Yeah, I was like, hey, does Eric get you to call in because he can't satisfy you in other ways?
Oh.
He tries to entertain you with this.
All right, 713-780-3776. If you want to call in and do a dumb imitation, you can do that too. Okay.
Yeah, I do Mickey. He does OU Mike. We all do something.
Time to talk about HRP, HRP.net, 281-880-6525. My peeps are awesome. And you know what? There are much bigger payroll companies there's just huge ones, but I can't be prouder of what Mike Holly has put together over there. I know Mike for years now, and he is he came from the University of Houston. All you Cougs out there, here's a guy that's made it well. I mean, he got helped Andre get a Heisman, and now he's helping all of us through our business woes. He just hires the smartest people. He has experts in the Affordable Care Act. He has experts in all of these PPP and small business loans. He has connections, and he got all of his businesses. He just took care of all their unemployment claims, took care of everything. Any issue that you have business-wise, Mike Holly is here for you. And if your payroll company isn't, your HR company isn't, then you need our payroll and HR company because they are spectacular. And it's all customized for your business. They'll put together a detailed plan and tell you exactly how they're going to get it done, and it'll be perfect every single time. We know we get it every single time. Perfect. Oh, today's payday, by the way, right? Today's payday. Yay, yes. All you got to do right now is go to HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
John, we haven't talked about it much, but we did have a caller, other Eric, just come in to defend Harden because other teams don't win. Only one team wins. So if you, other teams don't have hearts on and so forth, because we were having a conversation about James, the never-ending one about is he clutch or can he win when it matters. The Clippers are in a real situation here. They're up 3-1. It's 3-3. They have a game 7 tonight. And it's not just because you might blow a 3-1 lead. They're only guaranteed Kawhi and Paul George for 2 years. All the draft picks they gave up, they're both on 2-year deals. They can get it out of them after the second year. So if they don't win tonight, that's already a year off the books as far as the window for this team. There's a lot of pressure for this team. And Paul George, he's on in a separate conversation. But does anything that happens tonight, well, if the Nuggets win, does some of the luster come off Kawhi? Because he's been untouchable as far as clutch, winner. He doesn't have a final. Well, he does have a finals loss, but no one really attributes that to him when they lost to the Heat the first time and then beat him the second time. Where does Kawhi, if Kawhi allows the Nuggets to come back on him 3-1, does some of that shine come off for you?
No. Kawhi has won. I mean, what, if they didn't get it done this year, then Denver was just better. No. And LeBron got there 9 years. And even though he's only won three, he didn't have enough. He's still LeBron. And every team he's on, he's great. He's one of the great all times. And Kawhi is his legacy for me is, I mean, when he won with Toronto as well, that was,
yeah.
I mean, now Toronto turned into a pretty good team. He had a pretty good supporting cast. I think they proved that this year.
Yep.
Without him, that's a pretty good team. So, you know, maybe it wasn't exactly what Dirk did on his own, because Kawhi had more with Siakam and Kyle Lowry and Van Vliet, and you know that team was pretty damn good. That was actually pretty skippy. Ask Boston about them. So, no. Does it take shine off of you? For you?
Not for me, but I do know. It'll become a topic of conversation. Not that he's not the guy or one of the guys you want in these moments, but if they allow a Nuggets team that most people thought they would dispense with quickly and then when it went to 3-1, they definitely thought this was over. If they allow the Nuggets to come back, it will start to – the Clippers have been the team, even with the Lakers in town, they're winning the title. They're deep. They got 2 stars. They're going to have a lot of questions to answer, and I think probably Doc will get hit with it most.
Probably, even if you know what, if they don't get past this, they don't get past the Lakers, or they don't be past Boston or Miami, Doc's going to hear it probably. Yeah. But I think this says more about Denver than it says about the Clippers.
So do I. They're still missing Will Barton, who was big for them, and they're just getting Gary Harris has been back for a while now, but. He's been a guy who was injured and didn't play much leading up to this series. If Jamal Murray and Jokic and the crew come back from 3-1 again, I think it raises Mike Malone, a guy no one really talks about, to another strata when it comes to coaches in this league.
Well, isn't he – okay. You go through – I think Nick Nurse is awesome, right? I think he proved that.
Yeah.
Spoelstra's proven that it wasn't just LeBron. And
Brad Stevens is
great.
Yeah.
It absolutely puts Malone in another, and even just getting to this game 7 does, doesn't it?
Yeah, he talked
I think it puts Jamal Murray in another light.
Yeah. Jokic, I think, is been raised beyond, oh, he's just that white sort of stiff fat guy who, okay, he has some game, but what can he really do? We've seen him against most people considered the best team in the league be dominant at times and be big in these last 2 games. I'm interested to see how the Clippers respond, because after the game they talked about how we're still in the driver's seat, and someone was like, what, in driver's ed? What do you mean driver's seat? You were up 3-1. You were in the driver's seat, Paul George. Now it's 3-3.
Right.
And a sprained ankle from one of your players could determine the outcome of this game. You're not in the driver's seat anymore. I don't think the Clippers have felt pressure once until this moment. So I am interested to see how that team responds. They've got a bunch of guys who like to talk outside of their stars, Paul George and Kawhi aren't big talkers, but we know about Beverly and Morris and Trez. They all big boisterous guys, but I don't think they have a lot of history as far as this type of situation.
No, it'll be interesting to see how they react. Absolutely. If Denver comes out, it could put a lot of, you're right. Let's say Denver takes a 10-point lead.
The Nuggets have proven that a big lead doesn't matter to them against the Clippers the last two games. So the Clippers won't feel safe even if they get a big lead. So if the Nuggets come out strong early, I think we can see some of the Clippers start to grip a little bit. I'm looking forward to seeing it because it would be another championship contender out before the conference final. At least people, a legit contender that people thought. First the Bucks and what the Heat did to them and the Nuggets come back. I think it takes away some of the, they're just the Nuggets. I think that goes away permanently if they win this game. Because, you know, we talked about it last year about how, we don't take the Nuggets seriously. And even though they were like the 2 seed throughout almost the entire season, whatever, it's the Nuggets. And even this year, come back with a strong year. You lost to Portland in the second round. You're just the Nuggets. You beat the Clippers.
No, it puts them in a different world. There's no question. I thought, now, didn't you? I mean, I wouldn't have been scared. I wouldn't have been afraid of the Nuggets in the postseason for the Rockets.
No, the Rockets have played them well.
But clearly, the Nuggets are on a different level than the Rockets are.
Yeah, they've proven that being down 3-1 matters little to them. The toughness is my biggest thing with them. Their ability to be down 3-1, fight back,
right,
beat Utah when they look down and out, and then be down double digits twice against the Clippers and say, it doesn't matter. We'll find a way. And this was after Michael Porter, their second-year player, but really a rookie, talked about how, we have two good players, but I think more people need to get involved after they had lost game four. And people are like, what are you talking about, man? And it didn't matter. It didn't break that team up any. They just kept fighting. They're one of the stories of the playoffs, no matter how this goes.
The Rockets did not play the Nuggets since they went to small ball.
So we don't know what they would
do. Is he neutralized?
They would have tried to play him off the floor, but he's such a bad defender anyway. But he's so capable offensively that you're not playing him off.
No. I mean, he'll walk up and stand at the top of the key and just
knock down
threes.
And if he wants,
so he doesn't have to get out of the game like Dwight and McGee did.
There's enough offensively that
you
can deal with what he might get.
And then you got him inside blocking shots too.
There has to be a balance, and Dwight and JaVale McGee weren't enough of force offensively to make the Rockets attacking them a worthwhile trade-off for the Lakers. No, Jokic on the floor certainly is a trade-off.
It'll be interesting to see. Now, I'm telling you, after this year, I don't know what they're going to do, but they get Barton back, they get Harris, and they've got Murray in a different level, and Jokic.
Yeah.
They'll be, you know what, this is probably giving them a boatload of confidence.
And this was
going forward.
This was a team that some people thought they would somewhat break up. Like, do we trade a couple of our pieces for Bradley Beal because we're not good enough? Well, I think that kind of puts some of that to rest.
Mm-hmm.
And a win tonight definitely would. So we got the start of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight, the Celtics versus the Heat, and then we have Game 7, Lake Clippers, Nuggets, and LeBron just waiting for everybody.
Before we do go to news of the weird, what do you think of that Baltimore 7-point favorite over the Texans this week?
That's a lot for a road team, but I think I would lay that.
You would lay it?
I think so. I think I take Baltimore by 2 scores or more.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be good for our team. This is not going to be good.
They
for
got beat by finesse and precision and an elite passer. Now they're just going to get, and also they got run over too. So now you're just going to get pounded into the ground. You're going to get beat on physically on both sides of the ball. And we saw at least last year they weren't up to the challenge against Baltimore. I don't think anything has really changed outside of the location of the game.
We never checked it. Beat the limo guy.
Oh, yeah.
And Jackie.
Oh, yeah. That
Jackie, let's see. Justin had Carolina under 48. That was over.
Yes, it was 64.
Arizona over 48. That went under. So he's 0-2. The Raiders minus 3.
They covered. They won by 4.
They won by 4. Browns plus 7.5. Nope.
1-3.
Bucks plus 3.5. Nope.
1-4.
1-4. Jackie. Eagles minus 6.
Nope.
Cowboys minus 2.5. Nope. Steelers minus 6.
Yes.
Yep. Titans minus 2.5.
No. It was 2.
2. Ravens minus 7.5. Yes.
So Jackie.
2-3 beats 1-4. Jackie's going to Del Frisco's.
And I don't have Jackie's. The intern, I think, threw away Jackie's information, but we'll tweet.
Well, you don't worry about it. He doesn't really want to go.
He doesn't really want
to go. Amber doesn't want to go.
Really?
She doesn't. That's what I heard.
That's a lie.
No, Jackie, I'm pretty sure, doesn't want to go.
Well, Jackie, if you're listening, or I'll tweet you, get your information again, because I don't think the intern handed me your information.
I'm pretty sure Jackie said, nah, don't worry about it. I'm going to send, he's going to donate it to charity or something.
I don't see, like, I don't
feel
what like
about Jackie, he I think he said he wanted you to go.
With Amber?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what kind of cuck he is.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. What is wrong with you? Maybe he's not one. What do you mean? I don't know. What
he wants you
to
watch you eat dinner.
I don't know that to be the case.
I don't know. You don't know.
You're right. I don't know, but I haven't gotten the. I'll ask for Hill what type of that Jackie is. They're close.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, you think he's watched for Hill eat before?
I think that's probably very likely.
Probably. We don't know what Jackie wants. I don't know. I'm not going to assume anything.
Yeah, we'll get Jackie's information.
All right, news of the weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. I know what will happen if it was me. I know what would happen if I got that Del Frisco's $200 gift certificate. I'd order a bunch of Coors Lights. That's what I'd do, because Coors Light is the official beer of steak. That's right. It's the official beer of going out and having a good time. It's the official beer of playing golf today. It's the official beer of playing poker anytime. It's the official beer of, well, everything fun for me. That's what. It was the official beer of watching football last night. That's right. And if you're looking for cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing, you just want to chill. Texas chill. Well, what I need you to do is all I want you to do is pick you up some cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Get 12 ounces of chill. 16 ounces of chill. 144. That's a 12-pack of chill. Right now, at your local grocer, it's cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Authorities have confirmed a snake is not a valid face covering, as a man had one wrapped around his head on a bus. Do you think you want to be on a bus with a guy who's using a snake as a mask?
My initial reaction when you told that story was like, what an a-hole. No, I don't want to be anywhere near a guy who thinks it's okay. Did he really think the snake was going to be good enough to be considered a face covering?
Well, I mean, you said you got to cover my face. I covered it with a snake.
No, no, and no. Put a gator on, put a shirt over your face, put a mask on. Don't put a reptile on your face.
It's kind of okay.
No, it isn't.
Look, it's covering up his mouth.
How big is the snake?
Snake's pretty big. It's a pretty long snake. It's a pretty fat, big snake.
I'm going to ask you not to expose your snake on your face.
Have you ever had a snake on your face?
No, not in any shape or form. No matter what you think you're leading to, the answer is no.
I'm just asking the question.
No, not a real snake, not something comparable to it, none of it.
Have you ever wanted a snake on your face?
No, not on my head, forehead, none of it. No.
None of it?
No. Not on my chin? No.
All right. Just ask a question. That's all.
I'm answering. No.
All right. All right. Gresik. I don't know where Gresik is. Gresik Regency, East Java. So apparently, if you don't wear a face mask there, you have to dig graves.
I saw that. And yeah. I mean, it's a bit more extreme than, hey, if you get sick from COVID and you didn't take precautions,
right,
we're not going to treat you like I think we should do to people.
Which is more stringent, that or in North Korea, if you get COVID, which they've had zero cases.
Well, if they shoot them before they report it.
Well, right. You get shot. If you report, if you test positive, you get shot and killed. Which one do you think?
I think the firing squad type death is more extreme. But I'm a fan of, if you're an anti-vaxxer, you dig graves. I think that was the headline. I'm a fan of, if you are going to go so far against science that you put yourself and other people in danger, we're going to give you a task that you're not going to like.
Mm-hmm.
So here, like I said, I don't think we can make people dig graves, but if it is found out that you took undue risk and now you're sick from COVID, you don't get any help.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, this is just punishment for not wearing face masks.
Oh, I saw something about anti-vaxxers, too.
Yeah, no, I don't have anything in this story. But I think that's pretty. I'm pretty much going to wear my mask now.
You don't want to dig graves?
No, no. Apparently, listen, if you're trying to evacuate the wildfires in Oregon, well, then you may be stopped at gunpoint. Apparently, suspicions of looting have driven residents of an Oregon county to illegally stop unfamiliar drivers at gunpoint. All while much of the county is under an evacuation order. Oh, they think they're coming in there just to loot. So, if you don't, they don't think you're from here, guess where you're going to get? You're going to get stopped at gunpoint. I think it's pretty good. I think that's okay.
If it can be done in a safe manner, yeah, keep people out of the area that are just going to cause more problems.
As police are busy. You know what?
Well, who,
we'll just stop randomly.
Who did you say was doing it?
Residents.
Okay, then I do take a step back. I don't trust normal people.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't trust them.
Who do you think is going to do it?
I don't trust normal, just regular citizens with guns. I don't trust them. Nah, I'm out.
They're going to stop you at gunpoint. Police say that's kind of illegal,
yeah,
what you're doing.
See, I didn't hear, for whatever reason, I didn't hear the...
There's probably some profiling going on.
The normal citizen part of it, yeah. Are they... Yeah, because... They're stopping people without seeing their license,
yeah,
their ID anyway.
Just, right.
Hey, you. Stop.
Man, I'm okay with it.
I know you are because you're not there. I know you're okay with it.
It's okay by me. An American driving through Canada to Alaska was fined because he stopped to sightsee. How much do you think he got fined?
Where was he coming from again?
He's an American.
Going to Canada?
Driving through Canada to Alaska.
Oh, they don't. Oh, they make you quarantine for 14 days,
yeah,
if you come from here and go there. And he stopped to sightsee without quarantining, I'm assuming.
He stopped, I guess. Yeah, he was
and
stopped.
He got didn't out of quarantine. His car. I'm going to go with $30K.
Well, it's $569,000.
They don't play.
That sounds like a lot.
It is a lot. I told you. They were going to do that to their own team. Individual Blue Jays are going to get hit with $750K.
Yeah,
when they were getting ready for the year.
I don't want to drive. It's kind of costly to drive through Canada.
Well, if you
right
get
now
out of your car and don't quarantine.
Well, I just want to look at the mountains. They're
well,
pretty.
Don't come from that.
Am I catching it from the mountains?
No, you're.
Am I catching?
No, if you go to like
Lerone?
What they're saying is, if you happen to stop and go to a restaurant or a gas station, and you give the attendant the Lerone, you're effing with our ecosystem.
Yeah. The attorney general in South Dakota has a bit of a problem.
He didn't. That wasn't good.
Yeah. He said he hit something. He thought it was a deer while driving home from a Republican fundraiser on Saturday night. Turns out it was a guy. A man walking on a rural stretch of highway.
That's bad.
He didn't know it until he returned to the scene the next day and he found the body.
Oh, he didn't know?
Yeah, I didn't know.
So why did he return to the scene? Because he was going to clean up the deer?
Clean up the deer. Well, you know, it's good meat. Want to eat?
I don't think it... What was his...
Ho's got to eat, too.
Did he give his reasoning for returning to the scene?
DA's got
to
eat, too. No, he just said he went back to the scene.
And it turns out it was a man. And what's going to happen? He's the attorney general, so isn't he the top, like, lawyer or top law enforcement official in the state when you're the attorney general? So what's going to happen to him?
I don't know. Who's gonna like Bill O'Brien. Who's going
to
fire him? Who's going
to
fire the head coach?
Will it have to be a federal crime? How does an attorney general get prosecuted in the state of South Dakota? I'm sure they're like, was he a drifter? Well, okay, whatever.
Probably going to be an independent inquiry. An independent inquiry into it. Apparently, he did call 911 right after it happened, but he said he hit a deer, and then he went back and said, oh, crap.
I hit a person.
He's dead. Oh, well. And it was a fundraiser. Did he have? Was he imbibed?
Maybe that's the reason he went home. Because if you stop, you're going to have a conversation.
Yep.
And then maybe you get a little test.
If you kill someone, you get an immediate test.
No, if he thought it was a deer.
Right. Or he said, I hit a deer. I'm fine, though. It's fine. I'll go back tomorrow morning and get it.
That's what I'm saying. He thought it was a deer.
Right.
And to your point, he said that. But let's take him at his word. If he thought it was a deer, but he had a couple pops like you were alluding to.
It's just a deer.
You don't hang out there. You just come back because I thought it was a deer.
Yeah.
It turns out, taking you at face value, you were still wrong. It was a person. And if you had been drinking,
right,
it would have got worse.
Just a deer.
No, it's not a deer.
We shoot them all the time. Might as well hit them with our cars, too.
And I'll come back and check on it later.
Yeah. And get the meat later. It was cold enough for the meat to stay fine. That's good. Taco Bell. How about this? It's got a new menu. A limited edition wine designed to pair perfectly with a new cheesy chalupa. Are you in on it?
No, I don't go to Taco Bell, and I'm not drinking wine from that place either.
I don't know the last time I was at Taco Bell, and I don't think I want any wine from it. Now, it's better than an orange drink or a Diet Coke, but it's still not going all in on their cheesy chalupa.
You like your tacos deep fried with the lettuce deep fried from Jack in the Box. So I'm not sure I'm going to take your word for it on
the best taco
fast
ever.
Food, and particularly fat tacos. You were a fan of encased... I'm not sure it's even real cheese. Not even sure it's real meat.
No. Nope.
I am sure it's deep-fried lettuce.
That's awesome.
Awesome's not a word
It's 99 cents of awesomeness.
But you have an issue with the cheesy chalupa.
Yeah. Well, Taco Bell was named America's favorite Mexican restaurant.
That's an insult.
That is an insult to Mexican restaurants. Yeah.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And with that, we call it a day. The Press Box is next right here on ESPN 97.5. Y'all have a wonderful day.
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you.
That's awesome.
That's just sick.
However, it does mean less pee time for the hosts.
I can't hold it in anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be fine with this. ESPN 97.5.
There's a little pee coming out of me right now.
Ew.